This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus Shneir Zalman Halevi and L'schus the newborn baby of Reb Chaim Yisroel Wilhelm, L'schus Yukosiel Doiv Ber Kalmanson, and L'schus Elazar Ben Bela Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Reb Sholom Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the Avodah of Pesach. The Friedrich Rebbe describes the Erev Pesach he experienced in the home of his father, the Rebbe Rashab. On Erev Pesach, father would not wake up later than 3 in the morning and would daven no later than 5:30. Afterwards, until the time of Bir Chametz, he would be occupied with getting rid of Chametz and the Chametz Dike utensils. At Chatzos, preparations for Matzah's Mitzvah would begin, and then my father would learn the Seder Karban Pesach. From that time onward, a ruchniyistika light would shine in our home, filling everyone with simcha. During the remaining hours till Yom Tov, he would speak Kabbalah and Chassidus about the Korban Pesach and its application in our Avodah. The time after saying Seder Korban Pesach until Yom Tov was not considered time of preparation for Yom Tov, but a Yom Tov in itself. It was permeated with an inner joy, a feeling of happiness for the imminent arrival of Mashiach, that at any moment we would have the Beis HaMikdash and bring the Korban Pesach. With such an elevated mood, we would go to Daven Ma'ariv in a shul packed with Yidden, who despite the hard work they had been involved in to prepare for Pesach, had shining faces and were dressed in clean, fresh clothing. No one spoke. Everyone was waiting for the joyous Shir HaMalos, which would begin Ma'ariv. An especially delightful tune filled the shul as everyone began saying Hallel with tunes of Simcha. The voices of the Mispalim gradually intensifying, this holy tefillah was concluded with an Avas Yisrael Dike Gut Yom Tov. In the year Tofresh Nun Aleph, the Rebbe Rashab told his son the Friedrich Rebbe, Erev Pesach is a Yom Tov, for this is when the Yidden would bring the Korban Pesach. The time for bringing the Korban is in the afternoon. Therefore, we say the Seder Korban Pesach after Mincha. I will teach its meaning so that you understand it. Then you should review it, and after Mincha we will recite it together. When saying the Seder Korban Pesach, the Rebbe Rashab would be dressed in his Yom Tov clothing with his Yom Tov hat and a gartel. He would stand facing south, and with a shining face he would say every word carefully and discuss its halachas. From the year Tofresh Nun Vav, the Rebbe began explaining some parts according to Chassidus, and from Tofresh Samaches he added an explanation according to Kabbalah. The Rebbe Rashab once told the Friedrich Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak, during the Seder, and especially when opening the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, one must think about being a mensch and Hashem will help. Don't ask for Gashmias, only for Ruchnias. When coming to the words Kan HaBen Shoyel, here the son asks Manishtana, the holy tzaddik Reb Osher of Stolin once said that now is the time when every Yid can ask Hashem regarding anything he needs. The Maharil writes that every person must be filled with fear in fulfilling all what the Chachamim have established for the Seder and put in the Haggadah. Even if something may seem to be unimportant, one should realize that every detail has meaning. The Shalah writes, all the mitzvahs of the Seder have lofty reasons, both revealed and hidden. It is a mitzvah to speak about them and to try to understand them. When he was 8 years old, the Friedrich Rebbe recorded in his diary the previous Pesach's events. Erev Pesach, after learning the Seder Korban Pesach with me, my father said, tonight Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to all Yiddish homes, and the great Tzaddikim will merit to see him. Although all neshamas can see everything in Shamayim, when they are placed in a body, they can only feel it. Mishnah has the same letters as neshama. Therefore, now you should begin reviewing the Mishnayos of Masechta Pesachim 8 times, and when you will come with me after benching to open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, you should review the Masechta 9th time. Pesach, including the Storim, was joyously celebrated in Temchei Tmimim, with almost all of the Talmidim who did not travel home wanting to hear Chassidus from the Rebbe Rashab. The Friedrich Rebbe would ensure that everything be done with utmost order. For all the Suddhas, a large room was set up with many tables, and a director and an assistant were chosen to take care of all that was necessary for Yom Tov for the 150 Talmidim. For the Starim, each table had a Mashkiach, an overseer, appointed to be responsible for the needs of that table. One Talmud was the announcer, and he would sell the schusim of asking the manishtana, filling up the kois shel Eliyahu, opening the door for Eliyahu, and leading the benching. According to the announcer's instructions, one table would start Kadesh, and when they concluded, another table would be instructed to go next, each table taking their turn. Urchatz was done in the same organized fashion. In the center of the room stood a table with a handcrafted menorah of the Rebbe Maharash, around which the Talmidim danced during the Suda. The Seder continued into the early morning hours. The Shalah writes, "The Seder night and all its halachas are of great Kedusha, for this is when Hashem chose us from all the other nations and gave us His mitzvahs. Therefore, on this night, one should be occupied with the mitzvahs and with telling the Nisim of Mitzrayim, and should refrain from speaking mundane talk, not to be separated from Hashem even for a moment. By telling the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, we arouse the power of Geula." While reciting the Haggadah at the Seder, the holy tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berditchev would be filled with excitement and tremendous hislavos. Reaching the words Matzo Zoi, he would become so caught up in dveikos that he would fall from his chair to the floor, overturning the kaida, matzahs, and wine. By the time he came to, the table would be set afresh, and another long white kittel would be handed to him to replace the one stained with wine. Putting it on, he would say with visible delight, "Ah, matzah zoi!" After the histalkos of the holy tzaddik Rebbe Nachum Mendel of Vorki, many of his chassidim accepted the tzaddik Reb Beresh of Biala as Rebbe. On the first night of Pesach, they brought him an expensive gift, a large silver kois shel Eliyahu, which was able to hold the amount of an entire bottle of wine. The tzaddik decided that for Hiddur Mitzvah, he would use this kois for the Arba Koises, and since he was careful to drink each kois entirely, at that Seder he drank 4 bottles of wine. Yet this was not apparent at all. The Seder was conducted with fiery hislavos until the early morning hours, after which the tzaddik rested for 15 minutes and then went straight to shul, davening till 4 in the afternoon. He then had the Suda and went to prepare himself for Maidiv. The time for the second Seder arrived, and as he had done the night before, the Rebbe drank 4 bottles of wine, and once again the Seder extended throughout the night. The following morning, the Rebbe went immediately to daven, finishing late in the afternoon. The Zohar writes that whoever tells over what occurred by Yetzias Mitzrayim and celebrates it joyfully will merit being joyous with the Shechina in Olam Haba. The Arizal said that the Haggadah should be recited loudly with great simcha and proper kavana. The Meshamish, Reb Nachman Maryashin, related that when he was once at the Seder of the Rebbe Maharash and all were sitting with awe and derech eretz saying the Haggadah quietly, the Rebbe instructed that the Haggadah be said in a loud voice. The Friedrich Rebbe also said it in a loud voice, and when he became physically unable to do so, he asked others to say it aloud. The Rebbe as well would motion to the one reading the Haggadah to read it out loud. During Hallel, the Rebbe would read aloud with a sweet tune, and a noticeable dveikus and tears would flow from his eyes. One year, upon arriving home from Shul on the first night of Pesach, the Shpola Zayde's son announced in the customary nigun, "Kadesh, wenn der Tate kommt daheim von Shul, macht bald Kiddush." Kadesh, when father comes home from Shul on Pesach, he recites Kiddush right away. The Shpola Zayde asked him why, and his son told him that this was all his melamed and cheder had taught him. The Shpola Zayde then told him the explanation that needs to be added. "Kedei die Kinder sollen nicht einschlafen und fragen die Manishtana," so that the children will not fall asleep and will ask the Manishtana. At the Yom Tov Suda the next day, the Shpola Zayde asked his son's Melamed why he had not taught the reason for Kadesh, as this has been the Minhag since the distant past. "I didn't think it was necessary to teach this to small children, especially since this reason isn't so important, for making kiddush early applies to everyone, even if there are no small children at home." The Shpola Zayde strongly protested, "How dare you say that this reason is unimportant? Are you wiser than the melamdim of previous generations? You simply don't begin to understand why they taught in this way. Don't ever change their minhagim according to what you consider logical." The Shpola Zayde then went on to explain how these words contain great seidus. On the Leil HaSeder, our father Hashem comes home from Shul, where he has seen that although every Yid is exhausted from all the heavy preparations for Pesach, they have nevertheless come to Davin and sing Halal to Hashem with their whole heart. Seeing this, he has to recite Kiddush right away, to renew his Kiddushin with his Kala, and take the Yidin out of Golos, and he must do this without delay. Why? So that as little children the Yidin will not fall asleep in Golos and despair of ever being redeemed, and they will be able to ask the Manishtano, why is this night, this long Golos, different from all other nights? It's being prolonged more than all the other Golios that we have endured. With these words, the Shpola Zeder broke out in tears and lifted his hands, crying out, Hashem, redeem us from Golos while our hearts are still awake, and do not let us fall into a deep slumber. All present were roused with feelings of tshuva, and some even fell to the floor quietly sobbing. But their Rebbe soon revitalized them. It is time to gladden our father and show him that his young son can dance even in the dark. The tzaddik directed his chassidim to begin a lebedik and niggin, and the tzaddik danced with great simcha. Akosher umfreilichem Pesach.